Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Kollel. So, those who are learning Daf Yomi know that we are coming to the conclusion of Maseches Megillah. And so I thought we would do a topic that we won't get to today in the Daf, but we'll get to in a few days. And also, peripherally, has to do with this coming week's Parsha. Of course, we know that Klal Yisrael travels in the desert for 3 days. The Lo Matsumayim, the Pasuk tells us, without water for 3 days, bad things happen. They start complaining. Chazal tell us that it was not Torah that they were, it was not water that they were lacking, but rather it was spiritual water that they were lacking, and that is the Torah. And from there we have the Takana, Moshe Rabbeinu already, down to the time of Ezra, that we shouldn't go without 3 days without reading the Torah, which is why we read on Shabbos, we read on Monday, we read on Thursday, so that we don't make the same mistakes as the Jews in the Midbar did of going 3 days without learning Torah. Now, this sugya, parenthetically, we could have done, I guess, as well, very much tied into last year, because part of the whole discussion is, what is the issue with Kriyas HaTorah? Is it a Chovas HaTzibur, or is it a Chovas HaYachid? In other words, do I have an obligation to hear the Torah being read on Mondays and Thursdays, and on Shabbos, or is it a Chovas HaTzibur, that the Tzibur has an obligation? So as long as the Tzibur is reading the Torah, maybe I don't need to hear every word. So again, that's a different sugya, but again, that ties very much into the Parsha. What I want to talk about, again, based on the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah, again, that in the Daf we'll get to in 2 days, is the sugya of Hagba and Galila. Hagba and Galila is one of the classic examples where there is a profound discrepancy between what is practiced in our shuls and what is actually the halacha. I became most sensitized to this, I believe it was my first or second year in YU. It was 2002. I think it was right during the second intifada. And there was the OU and all the national organizations put out a day of fasting and davening for the tzaras that were going on in Eretz Yisrael. And in Lamport Auditorium at Yeshiva University, they had a massive gathering. The whole place was full, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Not as many as will be here tonight to hear Ambassador Friedman, but close to it. And I remember that they daven mincha there. And I believe Rabbi Willig was in Avelis then, if I'm not mistaken. So Rabbi Willig led mincha. And who did they give Hagba and Galila to? So they gave Hagba, I'm going to get one of them wrong. One of them got Hagba, one of them got Galila. But Rav Schechter got one, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein got the other. And that was the first inkling that I had, that Hagba and Galila are a little bit more chashuv than you and I give credit to. So if you look in the Gemara, on Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on Megillah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So first of all, on the top of the Amud, we're told Tana Rabbanu Poseach Veroe Golel Umevarech Vechozer Uposeach Vekore. Divrei Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, first you open it up. Veroe, you look, we'll see at the words in a minute. Golel, then you put it back together. Umevarech, and then you make the bracha, vechozer, poseach, vekore, and then you open it back up again. So that is one opinion. Rav Yehuda Omer, poseach, that first you open it up, veroe, umevarech, vekore, which is, of course, what our minhag is to do now. My time into Rav Meir, what's the opinion? Why is the opinion of Rav Meir? Kedeula, because of what Ula says, damarul menema amar hakore betorah lo yisalei lemeturgan, kedesha lo yomru targum kasa betorah. So we have a fear that if you're reading from the actual Torah, that we're going to be concerned that the brachos of the Torah are actually in the Torah. That's why you see many people have the minhag to look to one side or the other side. Because of this concern, they don't want to make it appear that they are reading the brachos out of the Torah. Go to my next underline though. Amar Rav Shaftei, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagolel Sefer Torah Tzarech Shiamidenu Ala Tefer. So halacha number one is that when you do Galila here of course means Hagba, but when we do Hagba, so you're supposed to do it on the tefer, on the stitching of the Torah scroll. V'amar Rav Shaftei, Amar Rav Yochanan, Agolo Sefer Torah, Golo Mibichutz, Ve'in Golo Mibifnim, K'shu Mahatko, Mahatko Mibifnim, Ve'in Mahatko Mibichutz, V'amar Rav Shaftei, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asara Shekaru B'Torah, if you have a minion, Hagadol Shebehem, Golel Sefer Torah. So the most chashuv of them is the one who you're going to honor with Hagba and Galila. Hagolel, notel, schar, kulan. And the one who does Hagba here, he gets the schar for everything. In others, it's the most chashuv position. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Asara, Shekara b'Torah, Golel, Sefer Torah, Kibul Schar Kulan. Schar Kulan, Salka Daitach, Elaima, Kibul Schar, Keneged Kulan. So you don't really get all the Schar, but you get the Schar Keneged everybody else. Now, of course, this is a very strange halacha. And the reason why it's a strange halacha is because, as I mentioned, there is a wide discrepancy between this halacha, this Gemara, which we'll see is codified lahalacha, and what we do in shuls. Generally in our shuls, who gets Hagban Galila? It's guys who can't get anything else, right? Sometimes it's someone who you're afraid can't read the words, someone who's maybe a Baal Tshuva, someone who's not religious, and you want to give them a kavod, so you give them Hagban Galila because there's no word component to it. I'll tell you who does not get Hagban Galila. Me. My whole life, no one's ever given me Hagba. Either that means that people don't consider me to be a chasha person, or what does it more likely mean? That they look at, you know, my big brawny build, and they're convinced that I am the best person in the shul to be able to lift the Torah for anyone who wants to fast for the next 40 days, right? So again, there's a discrepancy. We give galila to children. We give hagban galila if you're making a family simcha, and Uncle Yankel is the one who, you know, can't read the Hebrew word so well, so you give him that kavod. But certainly not what this Gemara is telling us, which is Hagadol b'Shehem Golel Sefer Torah, that it's the greatest of them that's going to get Hagba here, and that that person gets Schar for everybody. Now, if you turn the page to the next page, you'll see this is codified Lalach, and Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Zayin, Aleph, Aser Lechol Sefer Torah Arum Belomat Pacha, so you're not supposed to grab onto the Torah with just your bare hand. Then we'll skip the Ramah right here, but let's go to the next comment in the Shulchan Aruch. Gadol Sheva Osam, again, that language, the best, the most prominent, the most chashuv of all of them. Shekaru B'Torah Golulo. Interesting language, I just noticed that. Sheva Osam, Shekaru B'Torah, that reads the Torah Golulo. So that person should be getting what we call Hagba, which we now split up into two, which is Hagba and Galila. Viragilim liknoso bedamim yakarim lechabeb hamitzvah. And you want to know how chashuv Hagba and Galila is? That's the part that people pay the most for. So forget Maftar Yonah, forget Aliyah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, forget Maftir. No, the part that people are paying the most for is Hagba and Galila. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav writes, Sheba Osam Shekaru, again, that the most chashuv of them is going to do this. V'yesh poskim, dehagadol sheba beis ha-kneses golel, afal pi shelo kara b'torah. V'chein pasak ha-gra b'biro, v'chein pasak ha-mina k'ayom, she'ein mechapsin achar mi shekara b'torah. So already you're getting an insight into who it is that should get Hagban Galila. In other words, does it have to be someone who also read from the Torah, or can it be anybody? And that seems to be a machlokas that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that our minhag is that it can be anyone. But keep that in the back of your mind. Golalo, Zion, Zehu mi'ikar adin, ve'achshav, nagu shelo ledaktik b'zeh, u'mechavdin afla nashim beinuni mishum darchei shalom. In other words, in our community, it's going to get a little bit dicey if we start distinguishing who we think is chashuv and who we think is not chashuv. So the fact that I haven't gotten Hagba, I shouldn't be so insulted, because it's clearly not a reflection of my chashivas or lack thereof. Because as the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays the minhag is to give it to everybody. Ibnei Darchei Shalom, we don't want fights to and who down. Does not. Says, he continues, V'im yeh shnei yartzeit b'yom echad, ve'achad ala Torah, yesh l'chabar asheni b'hagba. Right, that would go over really well. So a guy has a yartzeit, and you say, you know what, I'm going to give you, but there's more. Not only are you not going to get an aliyah, not only am I not going to give you maftir, which those who are doing the daf know that maftir might not be the biggest kavod, but I'm going to give you hagba. That's going to be the kavod that I'm going to give you. That is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mitzvah galila af ki rabahi, nagu l'chabed af l'katanim sheyesh bem das, and even though, says the Shari Ephraim, that it's such a big mitzvah, Nonetheless, we give it to children because we want to be mechanechim them in the mitzvah. Let's go to the next sivkatan ches veragilim liknoso hainu. After mitzad adina gadol kodem lemitzvazo kayom yishum chiba b'mitzvah ragilim liknoso b'damim yikarim ve'ein lahach b'brazeh. Even though we really should give it to the most chashav person, but nowadays because it's so chashav, people want to buy it, so we should allow them to buy that v'hu kodem la'gadol, and we should allow that to happen. So if a guy makes a donation for $25,000 for Hagman Galila, we should allow that because that's the minhag nowadays. He says, "V'im lo nimsa beis haknesses mishakana." Let's say no one buys Hagman Galila. Ve'agabayim mechabdim lehayasher beinam bevaday royal avagbiim lechavod lechabe legadol. So again, the gabayim, excuse me, lechabe legadol. She should give it to the most chash of a person. Ve'noagim limchor hotzas ve'achnasos mishum bebrom am hadras melech. This is a din in Berov HaMadras Melech. We want as many people to participate in the mitzvah as possible. That's why we have a separate person taking the Torah out. Then he gives it to someone. And then, right, so we try to include as many people as possible in this mitzvah. So we see that this is codified lahalacha. Not only is it codified lahalacha, but it seems that there is a massive discrepancy between what the halacha is telling us and with what we see, Maisim B'chol Yom, in Shul. One more important halacha to see, and that is on page number 3. Kuf Lamed Dalet Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mar'e Pnei Ksivas Sefer Torah La'ama Omdim Li'amino V'lismolo. So what is actually involved in Hagba? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to show it to people to the right and to the left. Umachziro lefanav ulachrav, into the front and to the back. So if it's like our shul, where people are standing all around, so you're going to go in a circle. If you only have people on both sides, but not in front of you and back, then you'll just do to the right and to the left. Shemitzvah al kol anashim v'nashim liros haksav v'lichroa. It's a mitzvah for people to see the letters and to bow down. You'll notice, what don't they reference? The pointy finger, right? Which, another time. But that's a misnomer. V'lomar v'zos ha-Torah, Torah's Hashem, Tamima. Says the Rama, v'nagu lasos kein achar shekaru b'Torah. You'll notice that in the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of it, in the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of it, when do you do Hagba? So you do Hagba at the beginning. Comes along the Rama and says, no, we do Hagba afterwards. Avalk Shemotzino so Omer Shlech Tibur Gadlo Ve'akalo Maromu Avarachmim ... Why is it the Ashkenazi minug? Right, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, which is probably the correct approach, who says that you should do Hagba at the beginning, why is it that our minug is to do it at the end? So some of the Mefarshim point out, because the concern is that some people, and again, keep this in the back of your mind, will think that seeing the letters is more important than hearing the words of the Torah. Now, lest you think that's such a crazy concept, you almost see it every Shabbos in our shul. People who bechlal pay no attention to Kriyas HaTorah, people who are out, they're in, they're talking, pay no... but Hagba, everyone with the finger. Everyone with the... Hearing Kriyas, I don't even know what it says in it, but everyone with the finger. So you see that it's not such a crazy idea. So the fear was, is that if you did Hagba at the beginning, people would see the Torah be lifted up, and then they'd walk out. They would assume that they experienced the most chashuv part of the experience of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rama says, you put it at the end. That way you almost force people to stick around through Kriyas HaTorah so that they can experience what really should be the most important part. And only afterwards do we do Hagba. Let's just see. Hold on.
So again, I in a vacuum, I
would agree that the Shulchan Aruch's approach, that the way Sfaradim and Hasidim do it, is probably the correct approach. But I'm explaining why the minhag in Ashkenazim is to do it at the end. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So if you go to Mishnah Berurah Ches, Sifkat and Ches, he says, "Mechaber Kasav Dinze Kodem
Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. You'll notice the Mechaber puts this before the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Shekein Minag HaSfaradim Lahagbia Kodem HaKriya. They lifted up before the Kriya. Ve'ayin LeKaman Sheminagenu LaAsos HaGbah Acher Kriya. He says, I'm going to quote the, pay attention, don't turn it off. The Ramah is going to give the Ashkenazi approach. Ve'magbia Sefer Torah Me'ala Teva LaHaros LaAm Golalad Shlosha Dapin U'magbia. That's where you get the three columns from. Ve'efshar Dedafka Nakad Shlosha V'nirali Detara Lefi Kocho HaMagbia Shia Bichol Tola Magbia K'shi Niglelas Harbe. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to be three. It could be a lot more than three. But it all depends on the strength of the person. So if Moskowitz is up there, well, you're just lucky if you get it up there and get it down without fasting for 40 days. But if Alan Berger gets up there, so you can do 45 columns, right? Matova Manayim, God bless, as long as he doesn't drop it. Tess, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosva Achronim, Kishemara Sefer Torah La'am, Vu Omid, B'Mizrach HaTeva, Yakif Mimizrach Lidarum. So you go from east to west. I'm sorry, east to south. No, what am I? Yeah, east to south. Kamosha Kasav Simon Kuvchav Ches Linyan Kohanim. Okay, go now to Yud Aleph. Liros Haksav. You have to see the language. Vitov Sheira Osios Adshia Yechol Likrosam. Says the Mishnah Berurah based on a comment of the Arizal that it's good to not just like see the letters as a blur, but to actually be able to read the letters. Ki kasva mekubalim shal yedezen nimshach or gadol al adam. That there's an or gadol, the Arizal quote, some great light that happens when you see the letters. If you want to see the actual language of the Arizal, it's quoted in the Ber Hetiv in Hey, where it says, Harizal hayemistakel heta baosios achayem akiram lekrosam vehaya omer sheye nimshach or gadol adam ayde staklus vasefer Torah mikaro. So again, there's an inyan not just to see it, like most of us do, but to be close enough to be able to read the letters, because again, that is, there's some or gadol that generates from it. All of that is an introduction to this sugya of Hagba and Galila. It's a little bit of the background about the discrepancy between what we experience in our shuls and what the Gemara, what the Shulchan Aruch tells us about these halachos, and clearly it's not a insult to be given Hagba and Galila. Why do we do Hagba and Galila? What is the nature of Hagba and Galila? Yeah. You give to what? Yeah. No, I think he's talking about Hagba. Hagba. We break it up to two, but I'm pretty sure he's talking about Hagba. Yeah. 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 Maybe to show the thing. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. Look at page number four, which I guess says page number one. The first of my sheets after the... I started running out of time. Says the Rashba. Shiyesh la'amod gam b'shah she'ashliach tzibur zokvo umara haksav la'am. So when we're doing Hagba, so we know we're supposed to stand. Va'amru li shekol zeh mikavod sefer Torah. What is the reason why we're standing and doing Hagba? Because we're showing kavod, we're showing honor to the sefer Torah. Look at the Levush, similarly. La'achar shekaru b'Torah Magbin oso laharos la'am lahagdil ulechabeb osa. When you have something that you love, and someone comes over to your house, it could be a baseball card collection, it could be your Mickey Mantle signed bat, right? Whatever it is, your Scotch collection, whatever it is that you're mechabeb, that you honor, so you want to show it to people. That's how you show honor to it. You might put it in your brake front. You might have it right when you walk in. You might bring them to your sports collection, whatever it is. So for us too, when you come to shul, says the Shalos Tshuvas Rashba, says the Levush, so we want to be mechabeb it. We want to show it to everybody. That's the greatest kavod. That's the greatest honor that we can show it. Look now in the Yerushalmi, in the Ramban afterwards. So says the Yerushalmi, based on the Pasuk in Kisavo, in the Tocha, The pasuk says, "Aror asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos." One of the curses is on the person that does not uphold the Torah. Says the Yerushalmi, "V'chiyesh Torah nofeles." Right? What does it mean that upholds the Torah? We're afraid the Torah is going to fall. So rather, Shimon ben Yakim omer zeh hachazan shu omid. We're talking about the chazan. In other words, the chazan should uphold the Torah. Says the Ramban on that pasuk in Kisavo, "V'linira ala chazan she'enu mekim sefer Torah al tzibor laharos pnei ksivaso lakol shemitzvah lachol anashim v'hanashim laharos hakasuv." So the Ramban quotes this idea that why, within the context of Hagba, what's the point? The point is that everyone should see the actual letters. Now we know the Arizal. Why do we see the actual letters? Because again, there's this Or Gadol, there's this Kabbalistic idea. Ramban doesn't insinuate that. The Ramban seems to imply, based on the Gemara Yushalmi, that there's another component to this. Notice he does not quote Kavod. He quotes specifically seeing the letters. Why else would you want to see the letters? Where else do we see the letters? Where else do we see opening the Torah and seeing the letters? What? Well, before you read the Torah. In other words, in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. So according to the Ramban, there's actually a symmetry to what happens with Kriyas HaTorah. First I open it, I look at the letters, then I do Hagba, and I close the experience by looking at the letters. If Jonathan Charm is right, then there's a big difference between the first two and the next two. First two are about Kavod HaTorah. I'm showing you my baseball card collection. I'm showing you my Torah. Lahavdi, right? The other is that it's part of the experience of Kriyas HaTorah. That part of the experience of Kriyas HaTorah is that at Hagba, I'm specifically able to see the letters. So it's not just about an Or Gadol, but there's a much more practical consideration for why it is that I need to see those letters. Now, lest you think that I'm just making this chakira up, what is the reason for Hagba? Is it to show kavod to the Torah, or is it specifically because it's a din, it's a halacha in the actual reading of the Torah? Let's see a couple of nafkaminas la halacha. And I brought for you here three of them. Number one, let's say the following example. They call Moskowitz up for Parshas Bereishis to do Hagba. Okay? Now, on a good day, you would not want me doing Hagba. On Shabbos Bereishis, you definitely do not want me doing Hagba, because not only is it all weighted to one side, but it's all weighted to which side? Left side. I am a righty. So however weak I am with both hands, I'm even weaker on my left side. So Rabbi Goldberg is watching Rabbi Moskowitz get up to do Hagba on Shabbos Bereishis, and he says, "Whoa, this is a bad idea." So they say, "Wait a second, we already called him up, we gave him the honor, maybe I even purchased it for myself now because I learned the halacha, it's the most chashuv of the positions." So I start kicking up a storm, "But you can take the kavod away from me, the honor away from me." So Rabbi Goldberg says, "I got a great answer. Why don't we just roll the Torah to the middle?" Right? Who said that we have to lift the Torah on that actual parsha? Let's roll it to the middle. And Moskowitz then will have the bounds. So if you look in the Shari Ephraim, says the Shari Ephraim, "Ve'ein liglol ha-sefer Torah la-mida al-chetza o-karov la-bichdei la-hakil al-tzad smol mishum Torah ha-tzibur." Says the Shari Ephraim, you cannot do that because of Tirchid Tzipura. Everyone, the poor community, is going to be waiting around. They're going to want Kiddush, they're going to want to have lunch, and they're waiting for to balance out the weight distribution so Moskowitz doesn't drop the Torah. Imlo sheyesh sorach bedaver shekasha lahagbia beinyan acher. Right? Unless you don't have another choice. Okay? Now, compare that with the Shulchan HaTahor. Says the Shulchan HaTahor, the Sefer on Halacha, "V'yizayir shelo yiglo sefer Torah l'makom acher ki chayev laharos ha'osios shekara osam." You get the difference? In other words, one, what are you more concerned about? You're more concerned about the honor of the tzibur vis-a-vis Kriyas HaTorah, right? In other words, it's all about kavod. The second is all about what? Because you have to see the letters. Wait a second, I can't see the letters in Parshas Vayikra? It's not what you read. Now, according to the Shulchan HaTorah, what's very clear? what is Hagbah about? It's part of the Kriyas HaTorah experience, which is why you have to see the letters that you actually read that day. Because otherwise, why do I have to show you the letters of Bereishis? Let me show you the letters of Tazria Mitzorah in the middle of the Emor, whatever it is, Shmini, whichever is the middle, right? Let me show it to you in the middle, balance it out. You'll see those letters. Who said you had to see the letters you read that day? No, that's the whole point. If you hold it's part of the din of Kriyas HaTorah, now it makes sense. We read Parshas Bereishis. You got to look at Parshas Bereishis. If you don't hold that that's the consideration, right, then you come back to the kavod issue, right? That it's a kavod to the Torah. Now, part of kavod for the Torah is not having everyone wait around being frustrated at the Torah, right? So that's part of kavod HaTorah. When we talk about tircha de tzibura, it's people not throwing tomatoes at the Torah because now they have to wait another 20 minutes to roll the Torah. So that's nafkamina number one. Do you actually have to see that part of the Torah? Nafkamina number two. What about the following scenario? And we saw this already in the Mishnah Brura. Okay? Let's say the example of a tainus tzibur. Okay? So we know the halacha is that certain things that people are fasting, they can do that those who are not fasting should not do. Right? So, for example, saying Anenu at Mincha. So if you're not fasting anymore, we don't say that if you are fasting, you are saying. What about Kriyas HaTorah? Right? Let's say I'm not fasting anymore by Kriyas HaTorah. Am I allowed to get the Aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah? Am I allowed to get Hagbah and Galilah if I'm not fasting? So says the Mate Ephraim, Ein korin la'alos l'sefer Torah rak misha bedaito lizanos l'hashen. The only person you should call to get an Aliyah is someone who has the full intention of fasting. V'dafka, says the Mate Ephraim, la'alos l'kros HaTorah. That's only to get an Aliyah. Aval l'hagbia v'liglo l'sefer Torah, but to get Hagbah g'lila ein l'hakbid. V'yichon l'chabed Hagbah v'g'lila af l'mi shelo yisaneh. That's very interesting, because what is the Mate Ephraim explicit in? That there's a difference. There's Kriyas HaTorah, which is one set of halachas. Then there's Hagbah and Galila, which is a different set of halachas. And just because something applies to one doesn't mean it applies to the other. So just because when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mate Ephraim, you should only give to someone who has intention to fulfill the entire fast. But Hagbah and Galila is different. Anybody can get Hagbah and Galila. Why? Because it has nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah. It's a totally separate halacha altogether. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, though. V'nir Ali, Deshum Kibud, Ein Liton Lemi She'enu Mis'anek Mo Hagbah Ve'Aglila Hotza Ve'Achnasa, says the Aruch HaShulchan the exact opposite. Any kavod on a fast day should only be given to someone who's fasting, including, and he's explicit, Hagbah and Galila. Why would I care? Right? It must be that it's part of the experience of Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, the same way Kriyas HaTorah acquired the person who's fasting, so too all the ancillary components to Kriyas HaTorah, like Hagbah and Galila and taking it out and putting it back in, that's all part of the experience of Kriyas HaTorah. So there should not be a discrepancy between one set of halachas and another set of halachas. Nafkamina number three. Where do I do Hagbah and Galila? So we already saw in the Gemara and Megillah, codified in the Shulchan Aruch that you have right here. Hagolo Sefer Torah Yamidenu Keneged HaTefer. So you're supposed to do it by the binding. Why are you supposed to do it by the binding? So we all know the answer is what? Rip it. That's the Beit Yosef. Who writes, Perish Rashi. Yamidenu al tefer keneged atefer shesham roi lahadko yafe. Right, that's when it has to be strongest. Ve'arif kasav she'atam mipnei shim yikra yikra betefer. So if it rips, it's ripped in a way that it's easy to put back together. If you rip a piece of paper, that already is complicated. If you rip the seams, then you simply tie it back together. Very little harm, very little foul. Turn the page though to page number two. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, thank God. Uposeach ha-sefer kodem shi'yivarech v'roa ha-pasuk. We saw this already. Setzarech la-haskil bo v'achar kach yivarech v'achar shekara golel umivarech. I'm not sure why I brought that here. But look at Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter quoted in Panini Harav, this is not a forgery of Rav Schechter, for those who get the joke there. Someone forged a letter by Rav Schechter yesterday. But says Rav Schechter, quoting Rabbi Soloveitchik, "Delehechshir haSefer Torah, ba'inan shi'in nichtav al yurios nifrados." Okay, so the halacha is, oh, maybe I meant to quote that halacha. The halacha is that you're supposed to write it on columns. Right, you're not supposed to, right, maybe I'll just say, okay, take an animal, get a very long piece of hide or whatever, and use that. No, it's supposed to be columns. Ve'afilu yikach ha-sofer, klaf gadol me'od, v'yichtov kol ha-torah kula b'chsav, dak me'od, al yirios achas. Let's say you have a sofer that's trying to be all fancy, and is going to get a big piece of parchment and write in very small letters. Yesh lomar shelo yeh sefer Torah kasher. Right, the Rav says that's not going to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Why not? To lehechsher Sefer Torah, ba'inan dafka shi shama yirios nifrados hamechuberos adadi al yedei tviros shel gidan. It has to be columns that are stitched together in the way that we have our Sefer Torah. Says the Rav, umeata yesh lomar, keshe magbia mares pnei haksav elaam, ba'inan shiirelem gam kein sheyesh kan yirios nifrados hatfuros yachad begidin, yedafka have to show them the seams. In other words, we assume that the reason why when you do hagba, you do it by the seams, is that if it rips smoothly. That's what the Beit Yosef quotes. Says Rav Schechter a different reason. No, you specifically have to show people those seams. Why? Shebezeh humar elahem, es kol chelkei haSefer Torah, because now I'm showing you all parts of the Sefer Torah. Hanitzrachim lachshiro dahainu amudim yirios tfiros gidin klaf iksav. Right, I'm showing you that this is a kosher Sefer Torah. Now, which opinion does that sound like? Well, it sounds like the Beit Yosef, who says that if it rips, it should be ripped smoothly. That's a halacha in what? In kavod, right? To show honor to the Torah. We're making sure that if it rips, at least it should rip smoothly. Rabbi Soloveitchik is clearly approaching it from a different perspective. This is part of Kriyas HaTorah. Part of Kriyas HaTorah is me validating for you the authenticity of this Torah scroll. So I'm showing you all parts of the Torah to show you that every part of this Torah was done halachically. The beams, the poles, the klaf, the seams, the writing. Every part of it is done kedasuk din. Why? Because that's part of Kriyas HaTorah. It's me showing you the halachic authenticity, the kashrus of this Torah scroll that we are about to see. What?
When does the Rav take it from that you need more than you have to give yours?
That's his extrapolation.
For what?
You have to show all parts of the Torah so that people see that the Torah was done properly. Oh, that the Yerios?
Yes.
What? Yeah, it's the halacha. I don't have it in front of me, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha. Yeah. Is that ever going to happen? I mean, I guess on a Monday or a Thursday. But even then, right? He said, what happens if you roll it to get to the seam, but in the process you miss the what you laid that day? Right, so you should roll back to... To the front. Right, correct. Okay, so we saw some of the halachas, yeah.